For middle of Shabbos, in the middle of a Shin Samach Hei, Halacha B'Mobe Shenifrat, it's a Mobe that has a breach. Sev Gimel, on the Rish Chav Chesmer Alph, says the Mechab B'Mobe Shenifrat B'Milui L'Chotzer. So, if you have a Mobe that totally is breached, open to a courtyard, but Nifrat's a Chotzer B'Tzad Hashem L'Shus Rab, and the Chotzer itself is totally breached on the other side, to a Rishus Rab, as the District 13 brings the picture, you see that you have the Mavoi, open on one side to Rosh Hashanah, we have the Kair over there, which opens in the other side to a Chatzah, which opens the Chatzah on its other side, opens up to Rosh Hashanah. So says B'chab, Imlo Erev B'nei Chatzah Imbedei HaMavoi, if the people of the Chatzah did not make an Erev together with the people of the Mavoi, Chatzah Mutter, the Chatzah permitted, that's the difference, negative traits of the Mavoi, even if there's a breach opposite the breach of the Mavoi, even if the public goes through it, as long as it's not more than 10 amas. The mother aser. However, the mother is aser. I feel in the connected pit, even not opposite the breach of the chatzah, where the district 14 brings the picture. You see that the breach of the chatzah to the shasram is not opposite, it's a little further down. It's not opposite the breach of the where the mother opens up to Rosh Hashanah. Because the Kibbutz Shalei Erev Mavoi, since they didn't make an Erev with the mother, Iseris love, makes it forbidden on it. For example, Shenechnesu Kasla Mavoi B'Chatzer, for example, where the walls of the mother enter into the Chatzer B'Inyan, the way Shein HaKipufin Shenishido, that they don't have the little, you know, remnants of the wall that remains, as the Kisim Tamidvez B'Chatzer, in the courtyard nearing to be visible, L'misha Amid B'Mavoi, to some that stands in the mother. But if it is visible, then it's considered as a lechi, which as the Dershah 16 brings the picture, as you see that these remaining walls of the chatzah, which is bigger, wider than the mavoi, take it as a lechi mutra, and then it's going to be permitted. It says in Mishabura, Sivkat and Yud Beis. Mavoi, Bechulu, says Mishabura, Mishabura, Siv Zeh, because this paragraph, Yesh by Harbor Pratim, has many details. I'm going to give a small introduction. But that's like this. You do a Mishim Mishin Samagdal. It's known from the previous Simon. The Mavoi Hama Fulish Rosh Rabbim. When you have a Mavoi that's open on both sides Rosh Rabbim, Chomer Mishin Mefulish is more severe than when it's not open, when it's only what's called a dead end, like it's only open on one side. It's Aruch by Tzuris HaPesach B'Tzad Echad. So therefore, if it is Mefulish, it has to have a Tzuris HaPesach, a door frame on one of the sides. What you're going to see in this paragraph is in Mafsik Chatzir, if a courtyard is interrupts, then can see hamav and rishas rab between the end of the mavi and the rishas rab. The nifrit sachatz mishnei tzad of kes amas, and the courtyard is breached from its two sides, around 10 amas. Benishir gipufin mikan mikan, and you have like these remnants of the walls, which are because the chatz was wider, and the mavi they have they remain on either side. The Nimtzer comes out, Oimid b'mavoi, someone standing in the mavoi, Raya Rosh Hashanah connected. He sees a Rosh Hashanah opposite him. In a sense, being like Mefulish, just with a Chatzah in between. Because the courtyard did not have another wall, Kim Devin HaMavoi, besides the wall of the mavoi, HaNechnes Patech, which enters inside of it. Ma'odinah Shal HaMavoi B'Chatzah, so what's the halacha of the mavoi and the Chatzah? Imot L'Tadah B'Mailari carrying them. Ula, maybe need HaMavoi Mechmezeh, maybe we're going to qualify the mavi because of this kemefulish rosh hashanah, as if it's open to rosh hashanah, because one side opens straight in, and the other side through the chatzer opens straight into rosh hashanah. But you've heard by with the siri guy in this sheish chilek, it's a difference in pirtz chatzer. If the breach of the chatzer shall atzav rosh hashanah, that's towards the side of rosh hashanah, I mean the other side, is mechuvin keneged pirtz chatzer shall atzav mavi, is exactly directly opposite the breach of the chatzer to the side of the mavi. As they think kemefulish, then. Yeah, the mavi is considered like mefulish. And if it's not exactly, then it's not. The people, the residents of the courtyard, the chayin lesser love, can make it forbidden on the people of the mavi. If they don't make an erev together. And what's going to be the halacha regarding the chatzer? It itself is breached to Rosh Hashanah. So that's the introduction. So that's the Mishnah Berurah. So again, Sivkat Yud Gimel. Mavi, you have a mavi, shenifrats bimeluay, which are totally breached to a chatzer. When we say b'meloi, is lafuk, it's coming to exclude, kishanishinu by gipufin. If it remains some remnants of a separating wall, Nidin kelechi, then that's considered like a lechi. Okay. So now the court, you cannot make a bidin on the mavi. Afkishle every achar, even if they did not make erev together, because it has a lechi. This mavi. But let's say it's totally breached to the courtyard, and the courtyard itself is breached on the other side of Rishon Zerah. Sifkat Yudalid im lo yerev hulu. If the people of the chatzit did not make an erev, the people of the mavi. So Nokala Erev the Revus, this study saying they did not make an Erev is telling us a chiddush, an added element. Now Philip has said that even regarding this, the Bemavi Osl Tatl Kame, that in the Mavi Nala carry, as we'll say later on, we're saying, Afilachi, even so, Bachatzamut in the courtyard is permitted, but in the Mavi Yachalas or Lavan, that the Mavi cannot make a forbidden night. So that's just this added element. But be that as it may, Siv Katan Tezvav, so it's saying the Chatzir is mutter. You let it carry in the chatzir. Why? That process shesh big salav. That side of mavi l'chatzir shuzram. Because the breaches that it has in its walls on one side towards the mavi and one side towards shuzram. Kimechem b'miyusim es amas. Since those breaches are not more than 10 amas, afek b'sachim. It's like entryways, which are okay. B'nei amavi gamkin in yuchem lesser alav. And the people of the mavi cannot make a forbidden on the people of the chatzir. Kimechem la mavi drusah haregla l'chatzir. Because the people of the mavi don't have a right away on the chatzir. So the chatz is going to be permitted. Simkan tezayin. I feel a difference. Negin v'chulu, even if it's breached opposite the breach of the mavi. But Shlomo, what it means to say is after l'kabim mavi, even though regarding mavi, we're going to see later on. Dim ha'yu pritzasa mechuben is negin pritzah chatzir. If its breach was exactly opposite the breach of the chatzir, cheshvin lagim before the shuzram. Now we consider it straight, open on both sides to the shuzram. As b'chal kabim, this has been in all cases. Mekamakam u'evelin yachatzir lemechmin b'zeh. We're in the courtyard. We're not students regarding this. And even if the public walks through, now I've got the level of although regarding previously regarding a mavi place the fact that the community walks through makes it forbidden. Regarding the courtyard, we don't care with the fact that at the public's walking through. As long as the opening the breach is not more than 10 amps. Both the breach that's towards the Shazram, and also the breach that's regarding the other side towards the Mavi. Then you can say like openings. But if the breach was more than 10 Amas, that's considered a full fledged breach. But in if it's and it's breached to a place that's forbidden to it, then it would only be permitted with a door frame, like we said previously, which the Shard Tzin Oistin Gimel says, and it's going to be forbidden even if its breach is not opposite the breach of the Mavi. And also, even if loy bakim beram derech hachatzur, and regarding all this, there's no difference whether the breach in the courtyard is more than 10 amas was on the side of the mavo or the side of Rishon Zerah. But regarding erev, there's a difference. If the breach of more than 10 amas was on the side of Rishon Zerah, then it's not affected. Even if they make erev, the people of chatzur and the people of the mavo together as one. But if the breach of the more than 10 was on the side of the mavo, then it would be helpful. It would be effective when they make erev together to carry the chatzur and regarding the mavo that you have to see later on in the Shulchan Aruch. Sivkot and Yud Tes. But the Mavi is going to be forbidden. I feel like in the connected, even if it's not opposite the breach of the Chatzur. Because since they didn't make an air with the Mavi, they can make it forbidden on them. It's like what I mean to say is, I feel like my Pirat Sashul Tzav Rishazram, even if the breach on the side of Rishazram, Lohim Mechubin Negit Pirat Sashul Tzav Rishazram, was not precisely opposite the breach towards the Chatzur on the other side. But again, if that's the case, in Unuchim Lesser Lil Tzav Mavi, we shouldn't make it forbidden to carry in the Mavi Mishum of Rishazram, because it's like open on both sides of Rishazram. It's not. It's not directly opposite of a lach. Even so, asim etam ches in the air, it's forbidden because of lacking in air. Kamesh before shabahalik, like he continues to explain, v'asim and if it's forbidden, nefel loy bokir rab mishas ram lamavi der chatz. Even if the public's not walking through, so the mavi through the chatzir.
Sivkat and chav. So the mechaber said, for example, she nichnasu kasle mavi b'chatzir. When the walls of the mavi go into the chatz, I knew that is she could say kasle arach mavi that the end of the walls, the length of the mavi, nichnas mahamat hechatzir goes further into the chatz. So by the way, through this, nidu gepufi hechatzir mekan. So it's visible the extended walls of the chatzir on either side. Shemra kasle chatzir, the only walls of the chatzir. Shemachir for that reason, lenuchel tzarve gevufin l'mavi. You can't combine that with gevufin onto the mavi. But if it doesn't enter within, chashmina gevufin gam l'mavi, then you can consider those protrusions also for the mavi, but nachshavim kilchayam mekan mekan. There we consider them as like lechis on either side of the mavi. But shuvi in the chatz yochel less love, and then the chatz cannot make a forbidden on it anymore. Via halacha, the memaschel ukegoyin shenichnasu b'chulu, for example, where the walls of the Mavi go, like as we just mentioned. So it's talking about where they're distant, the walls of the Mavi from the walls of Chatzar, three Tvachim, because if it's less than three Tvachim, then we would say love it as if it doesn't enter from within. That's the Prishim, Teresham, and Primagon, and look at Primagon, that the share of the Kinesis of the Mavi into the Chatzar, at the most, is enough for three Tvachim. Some of the deer shoes. Oh, and deer matzchal lamishema oimid b'mavir. But if it's visible, then it works for the one. It works as a lechi, and it's mutter. And deer matzchal nirin lamisha oimid b'mavir. It's visible for someone that's standing in the mavir. So look at my brum that this wording is not so meduktik. Is it looking the prisha? And deer matzchal mishem lechi. But if it is visible, it works as a lechi. Now, and that's going on when it's not opposite the pits of the chatzah, which he wrote before him, because if not, then it's including a foolish. And what would a lechi help? That's obvious in the Maskanas of Gemara. The Maskal Mutter, and even if it's a custom the people of chatzah to walk through there, since the people of chatzah have a different way to get to Rosh Hashanah, we would call Kaifan al Midas, then we force against people like Akrik Sadaim that they should not pass through the Mavi and not to make it forbidden. That's a Mogram and Tim and Tyson, if it's going to be permitted. Some of the deer shoes. Issue number 15. Sharatin had said, "Oh, it's when they make erev together, it helps to carry in the chatzar." And regarding Mavi, he says, "Look later on Shulchan Aruch." What the understanding of his words are. But the chatzah is permitted in all cases, whereas the mavi sometimes can be forbidden. Chaznesh wonders that if the mavi is forbidden, if that's the case, then also the chatzah should be forbidden because it's parts l'makam asala, it's breached an area that's forbidden for it. Now, in the words of Sharatin, it sounds like that even if it's misakin the mavi by the second opening through a lechi, that the tikkun would help also for the chatzah, even though the chatzah needs to have a tikkun of a pas d'al or two pas in the width of a mashu, as Burton Shachanach and Shin Sam Gimel Zabez, because since the lechi helps with the mavi, comes out that the chatzah is breached to a makam sasim, the closed area. Chaznesh is not sure regarding this, and it's signed with the Sharatin, which is poshut that is permitted. Now, if the mavi is breached to totally to a chatzar, or if the emid between them is not meruba on the parts, Shchanach Rav writes that this mavi does not have a locha, doesn't have the din of a mavi that should be permitted through a lech b'kara. Rather, you have to permit it to the tikkun of a chatzar, a pasul of dal tvachim or two pasul of with a mashu, when the opening is less than 10 amas, or in the truth of Vesel. That's what Chaznish writes. Chaznish adds on also to discuss in the way that from the side of the Chatzar, the Oim is Merubah, and from the side of the Mavi, the Oim is not Merubah, it wouldn't be possible to misakin the opening of the Mavi with a Lech B'Kaira, or did it nullify it the name of a Mavi. Issue number 25. Actually, issue number 20. Mishnah said, it's considered like lechis on either side, and then the chatzah cannot make it forbidden on it. The reason for the hat is because the gefufim are considered like towards the mavi, like a lechi that's near mabuchos that's seen on the outside. As written shachanach and shin zamrigim of test. However, that's specific when the gefufim don't extend dal alamas. But if they do, shon alacha writes that you see mishnah and shin and chesav concerning that they don't permit from the alacham near mabuchos that's visible on the outside. Issue number 20. Six, Chaznish is inclined that even if they enter a little bit, it cannot be considered as a lechi, not like the Bi'alacha that says three tvachim. Dish number 27, the Bi'alacha had said to look in the Prisha. What this means is the Magen Avraham writes that Loshon Shulchan Aruch nirin l'misha amid b'mavi, if it's visible by someone that's standing in the mavi, tzorach in. Because even if the walls of the mavi don't go into the chatzar, however, the one who's standing in the mavi does not see the gifufim. Only one who's standing in the chatzar sees them. Prisha answered that the Karban Shulchan Aruch is the one who's standing within the wall space of the mavi that goes into the chatzar, which he doesn't see the gifufim because since the walls enter into the chatzar. In dish number 28, that Be'alacha had brought from the Magen Avraham that would cleave the meat of the Sadaim, Magen Avraham writes this halacha, and Ebn Oiz is masik on his words. Shulchan Aruch paskens later on Shinpei Tes that a chatzah that opens up to a mavoi and also has a pesach, another pesach to a karfav, and did not make an erev with the other chatzers that open up to the mavoi. We don't reject it to go through the opening that it has to the karfav, so that it doesn't make it forbidden on the mavoi, because we don't push away only to a place that has equal utility, and the karfav does not have equal utility to a mavoi. And also over here, you cannot push them away from a mavoi to a shusram. That's on Moigim, right? Now, there's talking about that the chatzer is found in the area of the mavi that is considered its place, and then we don't reject it from it to another place. Even if it has an opening to another mavi, we don't reject it in such a case. This is where she is Shulchan Aruch later on Shin Pei Vav Tzav Tes, that we push it away. That's when it's not found in the area of the mavi. But here's talking about the case where the chatzer is not in the area of the mavi, right? It just opens up into it. And then we do reject the people of the chatzer to Rosh Hashanah the way the Magen Avraham writes.